All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Incredible daf ahead of us today to thank our Shir sponsors, our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Teves, to thank Shirley Elbaum, together with her sons, Avron, Sean, and Judah Elbaum, and their families for dedicating all of the Shiurim and Droshos this month in memory of their husband and father, Jerry Elbaum, whose yard site is today. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah's Neshama will have an aliyah and the family in Nechama. We'll say thank you to Robert Lilienfeld for dedicating the Daf Yomi Shir this week in memory of his mother. May her Neshama have an aliyah and may the family have in Nechama. We'll say with that, let us begin. A lot to do today. Today's Daf is Daf Hey. We are starting on Dalid Amud Beis 4B, and we are picking up at the two dots. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Avina. It is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 12 lines up from the bottom. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Avina. Kala Omer Tila Dav B'Cholim Shalosh Pamim Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. So the Gemara says over here, anyone who says Ashrei three times a day is guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. Right, to be a Ben Olam Haba. We'll say, wow, incredible. Who said Judaism is difficult? Right, Ashrei three times a day and you go to Olam Haba. So we'll say, so this, just you should know, on all of these Gemaras, there is so much more that there is to discuss. First of all, this idea that Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chalik L'Olam Haba, right? So meaning, we know every Jew has a portion of the world to come. So what does this mean? So you'll notice, by the way, I'll give you a little bit of homework, you'll notice again that there's a difference in the verbiage. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba, or b'olam haba. And this talks about who is a ben olam haba. So a ben olam haba is different than having a portion of the world to come. Portion, it might be a small portion, might be a big portion. Ben olam haba means that you have a relationship to the world to come, meaning that you're being konas something. So this idea of saying ashrei three times a day goes ahead and propels one, makes one a ben olam haba. The Ritva comments on this Gemara, and he says, because we're going to see this type of idea, that if you do this, you're ben olam haba. The Ritva says, by the way, what does it mean? That's all. If you say ashrei three times a day, you're going to olam haba. No, what he means, the Gemara says like this. If you say ashrei three times a day, along with many other good and positive things, right, that makes you a ben olam haba. But ashrei three times a day is a good piece of the recipe. What's so special about ashrei? So the Gemara says, my time, even mushum the ispe aleph beis, if it's because ashrei goes according to the order of the aleph beis, so therefore it kind of captures the totality of the praise that can be given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Neima, Ashrei Tamimei Derech, Da'asya B'tamnia Apin. The truth is, if it's Aleph Beis you want, chapter 119 in Psalms, remember again, which is the chapter that goes through the Aleph Beis and has eight psukim for each and every letter, that's even better. Elim Shum the Ispe Poseach Es Yadecha. Rather, we like Ashrei, why? Because it has the phrase, Poseach Es Yadecha Umasubia L'chol Chai Ratzon, the idea that God is the sustainer of all living things. Well, that's not unique to Ashrei either. Neima halal agadol dechsiv bei nosin lechem l'chol basar. So let's say halal agadol, which we'll say is a reference to kapitol kuf lamed zvav, 136 in Tehillim, where it says God gives bread, or God gives meat, he gives sustenance to everything. Rather, we like Ashrei 1, because Ashrei has both. It has Aleph Beis, because according to the order of the alphabet, and it has poseach es yadecha, the idea that God sustains all living things. We'll say, remember again, the theological reality, or the theological pillar of Poseach Es Yadecha Umasviya L'chol Chai Ratzon, that God sustains everything, is the cornerstone of Emunah. If you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains everything, that means you recognize everything you have is from the Ribono Shel Olam. My parnasa, my health, my family, whatever it is, you fill in the blank, it's all from Hashem. If you believe that and you recite that and intellectually or spiritually ingest that three times a day, it changes the way that you live. Suddenly I'm living a life of Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Samid, where God is always before me. That's why I become a Ben Olam Haba. Rabbi Yochanan says, why is this? It's interesting. We just said Ashrei goes according to the Aleph Beis, with one exception. There is no letter Nun in Ashrei. Why is that? Because Nun represents the downfall of sinful Jews. Dichsiv, Nafla Lososif Kum Besulas Yisrael. as the pasuk says in Amos, literally, she has fallen, she will not get back up, the maiden of Israel. So because that nun represents a pasuk that represents the failure and the falling of the sinner and the inability to get back up, therefore again, we leave it out of Ashrei. Marav mitaratzi achi lahachi in Eretz Yisrael, they gave a different answer. Nafla v'lo sosif lin pol od kum besulas Yisrael. Actually, quite beautiful. Over here in Eretz Yisrael, they darshan the pasuk a little bit differently. And in Eretz Yisrael, they darshan, they said, Nafla, she has fallen, v'lo sosif linpol, and she will not fall anymore. Arise, maiden of Israel. So in Eretz Yisrael, they actually understood the pasuk to be filled with hope and optimism. Although she has fallen, she will get back up. So even David came back, and David spoke about the noflim. He spoke about the ones who fall. And what did he say about the ones who fall? That even those who fall, and even those who fail, ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift them up again. Quite incredible. I'm Rabbi Lazar. We'll say take home message. Say Ashrei. Say Ashrei. Three times a day with Kavan. Rabbi Lazar, again, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Very important halacha, which is that when you say Poseach Es Yadecha, Umasbiya L'chol Chai Ratzon, the Mishnah Berurah actually quotes the custom of going ahead and opening your hands, right? By the Sfardim, this is Mekubal. Ashkenazim, not as much. Poseach Es Yadecha, Umasbiya L'chol Chai Ratzon, by giving physical form to that phrase, by definition, that focuses me. There's a concept of pausing on that phrase and recognizing that Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the provider for all, instilling within myself a heightened level of God awareness, and by doing so, amplifying my emunah. And of course, by doing so, making me a ben olam haba. Incredible. Rabbi Lozor says that the psukim, the verses, speak in more glowing detail about Michal. These are angels. Michal more than Gabriel. Deal with Michal. Ksiva yafelai echa min asrafim. Ve'ilu begavi Gabriel. Ksiva ish Gabriel asher isi bechazon betchila muaf bayah. So we'll say very simply put, by Michal, it speaks of Michal taking flight in like one flight. One flight. That's Gabriel, I'm sorry. That was Michal. By Gabriel, it says muaf bayah. He flew. Two stages to his life. So apparently, again, the notion that Gavriel goes ahead, I'm sorry, that Michal takes flight in like one motion, and Gavriel takes flight in two motions, indicates to us that Michal is greater than Gavriel. My mashma the high echad Michal, who, how do you know that the echad that's being referenced in the pasuk is referenced to Michal? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Asya echad. We make a gzir shav of echad. Ksiv hacha vayafelai echad min asrafim. Says over here that one of the angels flew towards me. Ksiv hasam vihine Michal echad min hasarim harishonim balazrim. And then it says Michal was one of the first ministers, one of the first angels to come and to help me. Good. Tana. Michal ba'achos. So we'll say incredible Gemara. Michal, when he flies, is able to make his journey with one flapping of the wings, right? One straight journey. Gavriel b'shtayim. Gavriel, whenever he makes a journey, he takes him two stops, right? In other words, he has to stop along the way. Elio ba'arba, right? Elio hanavi, ultimately, again, whenever he's making a journey, there's four steps, or four stops along the way. Umalach hamaves b'shmona. The Malach hamaves ultimately, again, has to make eight stops along his journey. U'b'shas ha-magifa ba'achas. But when there's a plague, the Malach hamaves, the angel of death, gets exactly where he needs to go in one stop, with one motion. Shabbos says, just, you'll take a look at the Marsha. The Marsha has a beautiful piece on this. But I will say, very simply, Michal is the angel of salvation. Right? Salvation, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send salvation, Yeshua Hashem Kerefayim. The salvation of God could come in the blink of an eye. Gavriel serves different missions. Sometimes, ultimately, again, they're salvational, and sometimes, ultimately, again, they could be punitive under those circumstances. So Gavriel, therefore, is slowed down. I would say, who is Eliyahu HaNavi? Eliyahu HaNavi is the messenger of Mashiach. The messenger of Mashiach takes time. Doesn't just show up. There's Arba. There's four different stops, right? Four different parts of the journey. Malach HaMaves is associated ultimately again with punishment, with Onesh. he goes very slowly. Why does he go very? Why is he the slowest? Marshall says to give us time to do tshuva. The Malach HaMavis represents ultimately again the punitive measures for sinners. Kadosh Baruch Hu therefore gives us maximum amount of time to turn ourselves around. Quite incredible. We'll say very important now halacha. Even though a person said Kriyat Shema and Shul, which means even though I said Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, I David Mayriv, I said Shema. Nevertheless, mitzvah v'krosa amitaso. It is a mitzvah to say Kriyat Shema al amita. I'm going to be Yossi Maikra. What's the reason for this? Rigzu va'al techeto imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem v'domusela. So we'll say literally what it means is rigzu, which means, you know, make yourself, literally means rogez is like anger. But what it means is rile yourself up, work yourself up. V'al techeto, do not sin, al mishkavchem, on your beds, v'domusela, and be quiet, right? And silence yourself. So we're going to see ultimately again that the drasha is, al mishkavchem, Rashi says, is a reference to b'shach b'cha, when you go to sleep. So the idea is that you should go ahead and say Shema when you go to sleep, v'domu, and then be silent. Meaning, Kriya Shema Alamita should be the last thing you do by day. Amr Rav Nachman, top of Dalal Medalef, im Talmud Chacham hu in Tzarech. But however, if a person is a Talmud Chacham, then ultimately, again, it is not necessary. And as we'll see, look at Rashi. Rashi says, im Talmud Chacham hu, sheregel b'mishnaso lachsar al girsaso tamid dayo b'kach. But we'll say, the idea is to go to sleep with Torah on your lips. We're going to see there is some level of danger that is associated with nighttime and with sleeping. So the idea is that before I go to sleep at night, I should afford myself some level of protection with Torah. So the idea is either to go ahead and say Kriyat Shema Lamita, or to learn Torah. So if a person is a Talmud Chacham and they're already learning Torah, Kriyat Shema Lamita becomes unnecessary. So the Gemara says, Amar Abai, Af Talmud Chacham Iboyle. Nope, even the Talmud Chacham needs to say, L'meimar Chad Psuka Derachami, should at least say one supplicatory phrase. Kigon, B'yod Chav Kidruchi, Padisa Osi Hashem Kelemes. Not just enough to learn Torah, but a person should say at least one supplicatory praise, saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving my soul over to you, please watch over me. Incredible. Amar Leibar Chamar Abishim Arayin Lakish Abosai, perhaps one of the most important Gemaras in all of Shas. In all of Shas. Incredible. So we'll say, by the way, I've seen that I'm very happy to see that number of you have started with notebooks and with notes. We'll say nothing more important. Or if it's your Gemara, just underline these lines because, you know, you might have noticed we move at a relatively fast pace. The things you think you're going to remember, you will not remember. So make sure you find a way just to jot down a note, fold over a page, underline lines, because these Gemaras, we'll say this is gold. This is gold. But in a week from now, you won't remember it. So I'll say, so here we go. Amar Rabbi Levi bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Li'olam yargiz adam yitzar tola yitzara. A person should always, I will say, now the Lashon over here is very interesting. Yargiz means, Rashi says, Yargiz yitzar tov, shiyasem milchama im yitzahara. A person literally has to stir. Like I said before, rogez literally means anger. So it literally means a person should anger his yitzar hatov over his yitzar. I will say, what does that mean? That in life, in order to conquer the things that hold you back, the yitzahara, you must become passionate about good. It is not just enough to be okay with good, right? Or mediocre. You have to become passionate about the good you want to do in order to vanquish the Yetzer. Yargiz, awaken your Yetzer over Yetzer. Shnei marigzu v'al techeto im nitzcho mudav, if that works for you. In other words, if you're able to self-inspire, right, and get your Yetzer HaTov moving, fantastic. V'im la, I will say, not everybody can self-inspire like that. Yasok patora. Learn Torah. Learning, Rabbi Yossi, has a way to, we know this, to awaken the good inside of us, right? That's what happens when you learn. There's something that stirs inside of me. There's an awakening inside of me. Sheneemar imu bilvavchem. Im nitzchu, if that works, mutav, fantastic. Ve'im lav, if Torah doesn't work, so we'll say, if I can't self-inspire and Torah doesn't work, yikra kriyashma, I should say Shema. It's actually quite interesting. So apparently, Rabbi said the concept ultimately, again, of saying Shema, and therefore, again, actively accepting the yoke of God upon myself has a way of awakening the good inside of me. V'im lav, and Rabbi said, watch this, if all else fails, so I can't self-inspire, Torah doesn't do it for me, Kriya Shema doesn't do it for me, Yiskar lo yom ha-misa. Remember that one day you die. Rav Zwill said, remember that at the end of the day, life is a finite, non-renewable resource. And at the end of the day, we have a limited amount of time here. We don't even know how much time we have here. So I have no time to live in a state of dysfunction. I need to get it together, maximize my life, maximize my potential, and do what I have to do. Shene emar v'domu sela. Amar v'levi, baruch hama, amar v'shim anlokish. May dechsev. What's the meaning of the pasuk that says, "Vet na lucha es luchos ha'aven v'atora v'hamitza shekasavti l'orosim"? So we'll say the Gemara over here quotes the pasuk from Shmos. So Hashem says to Moshe, "I've given to you the tablets of stone, Torah and mitzvah that I've written for you to instruct them, or to instruct them." So we'll say, "What does this refer to? Luchos elasar sadibros." So the luchos, 10 commandments. Torah refers to chumash, mitzvah. Mishnah, Asher Kasafti, Elu Nevim Uksuvim, that I've written refers to Nach, Nevim and Ksuvim, Lahorosam, to instruct them, Ze Gemara. Ultimately, again, this refers to Gemara. Therefore, the Gemara tells us, Melamed, Shekulam Nitnu Lamoshe Misinai, to teach us that it was like Kala Torah Kula was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Moshe didn't just receive the 10 commandments, he received the Torah, he received Nach, he received Mishnah, he received Gemara. Now, obviously, he received it in a different form than what we have today, because what we have today, of course, his subject is really focused on so much dispute that we have regarding Torah Shebaal Peh because of the generation. Moshe Rabbeinu received all of this, but received all of it in a very, in an explicitly clear form. Good about say, hey, Amud Aleph, 5a, first wide line. Arbi Yitzchak, incredible Gemaras. Whoever reads Shema, nighttime Shema, Kriya Shema Alamita, I just say nighttime Shema. This is Kriya Shema Alamita. But remember again, this is not Kriya Shema Shal Arvis that we dealt with or we are dealing with. This is Kriya Shema Alamita. Whoever says Kriya Shema Alamita, it's as if he's holding a sword with two blades. Shoshtei pios. Two-bladed sword. Shene emar, Roma mos kalbi gronam, v'cheref pipios biadam. So ultimately, again, literally, Romos, the greatness of God is in their throat. I mean, they speak of the greatness of God, and a sword with two mouths, a sword with two blades is in his hand. My mashma, amna razutri, tim rabashi, mireisha den yonek stichsiv, yalzu chasidim bechavod, yiraninu amishkavosim. Because also the previous pasuk says that ultimately the chasidim will sing out with kavod, with praise for God. They will praise amishkavosim on their bed. And afterwards it says, Romos kelbi grona vechere pipios biadam. So we'll say the idea of the juxtaposition of the bed to the two bladed sword indicates us that when you say Kriya Shema Alamita, it protects you from the mazikin, from harmful forces, as if you are holding a sword with two blades. Quite rabbinically. Now the Gemara has not described exactly what these harmful nighttime forces are. We'll discuss that. So mazikin bedilin imenu. Rabbi Yitzchak says anyone who says Kriya Shema Alamita, ultimately, again, the destructive forces that lurk at night are removed from him or separate from him. Shnei Amar, Ubnei Reshef Yagbiu Uf. Shabbos over here, the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Eov. Literally, Bnei Reshef, which we're going to see, is a reference to Shadim, to demons. Yagbiu Uf, go away because of the Uf. Ve'ein Uf Ela Torah. Shnei Amar, Hitif Einecha Bo Ve'einenu. Bosei, so Uf refers to Torah. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Mishle, which is literally Hitif Einecha Bo, if you shut your eyes to it, Ve'einenu. And Bosei, do you know that the incredible, look at Rashi, Hitif Einecha Bo, Im Tichpa V'sagarta Einecha Batorah, Hi Mishtachachas Einecha. Bosei, do you know what happens with Torah? What happens with Torah is, if you close your eyes to Torah, Torah leaves you, right? Torah is a loving companion as long as you give her proper attention. But if you don't give her proper attention, if you close your eyes to her and you ignore her, she leaves. She leaves. Quite incredible. So the Gemara says, Ve'im Reshef el Mazikin. Reshef refers to Mazikin. Shnei Amar, Mizei Rav Aloch Mereshef V'kit V'ketev Meriri. Amar B'shem Elokish. Kala Osek Batorah. Also listen to this. Whoever learns Torah, Yisurin Bedilin Himenu. Suffering removes itself from him. Shnei Amar, Ubnei Reshef Yagbiu Uf. Literally, again, Bnei Reshef, which we just said before, refers to demons. Yagbiu uf, ve'in uf, el ha-Torah shne'emar, hitif einecha bo, ve'einenu. Ve'in Reshef el Yisurin. So in this case, whereas the Gemara defined before Reshef as demons, here the Gemara is defining Reshef as suffering. Shne'emar, mizei ra'av elochem e'reshef. Amrali Rabbi Yochanan said, ha'afidu tinokel shal beis rabban yodin osar. Rabbi Yochanan said, one second, Even small children know this concept, that if you learn Torah, suffering is lifted away from you. Shine emar. Vayomer, it's a pasuk, im shemoa tishma l'kol ha-shem l'kecha, vayashar be'inav tasa, vahazanta l'mitzosa v'shamarta, kol chukav, kol ha-machal ha-shar santi b'mitzrayim, lo asim alecha, ki ani ha-shem rofecha. So we'll say, ultimately, again, the Gemara says, this is a pasuk in Shmos. God says it quite explicitly. If you listen to the word of God, as Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, if you listen to the word of God, and you heed his mitzvos, and you do what you're supposed to do, all of the terrible things that I visited upon Egypt, I will not visit upon you, for I am God, your healer. So here there's an explicit pasuk that tells us that what? That lemaisa, if you learn Torah, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu spares you from suffering. Ela kol she'efshar lasak b'Torah, ve'ino osek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav yisurin mechu'arin v'ochrin oso. Rather, it means is anyone who has the ability to learn and does not learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings all types of suffering and difficulties upon such a person. Shene emar ne'elamti dumia hecheshi simito v'chevi ne'echar ve'in tov ela torah shene emar ki lekach tov nasati lochem torah si al tazov. So we'll say the Gemara begins by quoting this pasuk in Tehillim, that ultimately again telling us ne'elamti dumia hecheshi simito. I have literally hecheshi means the good in my life has been quieted. There's no good in my life. Ke'evi ne'echar, my pain is stirred. That Tov is Torah. Lekach Tov Nasati Lechem. I will say, so the Marsha comments on this Gemara, and he says something amazing. What does it mean? A person doesn't learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits all type of suffering upon them. So we'll say, first of all, that's just not the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is not a vengeful God. So what's the Pshat? The Maras is a simpler interpretation. See, we'll say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us brachos. And sometimes what we forget is that our brachos are given to us to enable us to engage in spiritual pursuits. So if a person has parnasa, why do you have parnasa? Right? You have to ask them, why do I have parnasa? Of course, because Baruch wants me to pay my bills, which is wonderful, to be mefarnes, to support the family, to give tzedakah. But at the end of the day, the gift of parnasa is to enable me to cultivate my spirituality. Person has their health. Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu give me my health? It's to be able to accomplish. In other words, the brachos we have are not ends. They're means to engage in dynamic spiritual activity. So therefore the Gemara says, if you have brachos and you're not engaging in dynamic spiritual activity, God says, I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. I gave you a blessing to do something significant. You're not doing it. So I don't have to waste my resources on you. I'll reallocate those resources elsewhere. That's the idea. Brachos we have are enablers to do great things, which I will say is an incredible muster in life. Every bracha you have to ask yourself, how am I using it? And am I maximizing it? Every single bracha. So the Gemara goes like that. I'm Rabbi Zeira. V'yitera v'chanina bar papa. Bo urei shlo kimidas chesh baruch midas basar adam. See how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very different than man. How so? Midas is beautiful. Midas basar adam. Adam mocher chevitz l'chaveiro. Mocher eitz atzov v'lokeach sameach. So we'll say generally, when you have a seller and a buyer, a person sells something. So the seller is usually sad because he usually had to part with something that he wanted, and the purchaser is happy. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Enokin. God is not like that. Why? So Nasan Lahem Torah Yisrael V'Samach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave away Torah, quote unquote, he sold Torah, and despite the fact that he gave it to Klal Yisrael, he's still very happy. Shnei Amar Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lachem Torasi Al Tazov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I've given you a good purchase." Ribono Shel Olam is happy. Even though generally when you have to give up something, you're sad. Because Baruch Hu had to give up Torah, but he's so happy to have given it up to us. So beautiful. This, by the way, overwhelming Gemara. But I just want to give the disclaimer that because of the lack of time in the Shir, I'm not doing a lot of these Gemaras justice. But again, I would urge you to go back and revisit them. Look at the Marsha on it, the Chidushi Agadus. Is incredible. The Maharal's Chiddush Agav, this is incredible. A lot of profound ideas over here. So here we go. If a person sees that suffering, that terrible things are happening to him, Yisurin, so what should a person do? Yifashvesh b'masav. A person should literally go ahead and what? Introspect. Fashvesh means examine your actions. I will say, I have to say one word about this, which is, the Gemara is not necessarily saying that every, let me say different. The Gemara is not saying that every time something bad happens, it's because I did something bad. We know that's not the case. Why? Because we have a concept of what? Of what? Of tzaddik v'ra lo. there is a concept of bad things happening to good people. What the Gemara is saying is like this. When difficult things happen in life, it must be a wake-up call for something. Now, what the wake-up call is, why this happened, very often we don't know why things happen in life. But one thing I know for sure, which is that the response to traumatic life events is never a krechts. Right? It's never, right? That's never the right response. That might be the initial reflexive response. But Lamaisa, when challenges happen in life, it's a wake-up call to look at how I'm living and what I'm doing. It doesn't mean that I'm going to discover something that was in a state of disrepair, and this is why God did this, because I was doing this. We don't know the Cheshbonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when something traumatic or dramatic happens in life, the idea is, yifashvesh b'masav. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. Introspect. Cheshbon HaNefesh. How am I living? What am I doing? The Gemara says, Shneamar nach pesad rachinu v'nach kora v'nashuva ad Hashem. Because the Pasuk let us examine our pathways. V'nach kora. Let us really introspect, and then we will return to Hashem. Pish pish v'lo matzah. Let's say a person introspected, and I found nothing wrong. Whoever heard of such a thing like this? But okay, let's say there is such a person like this. That maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the right. Hesheish lo matza yitle bebitl Torah. Shabbos said, then a person should assume that perhaps the difficulties are coming upon me because of bitl Torah. I negate. In other words, bitl Torah both means I didn't learn or I did not maximize the time that I had. Shneamar ashrei hagever sheti asrenu ka umisarascha tlamdenu v'im talo v'lo matza. Right? Ultimately, again, we'll say, if I looked, I don't have any Averis, really. I don't have Bittel Torah. Then it's what's called, what we'll say, the Gemara introduces the theologically challenging concept of Yisurin Shal Ahava. Suffering as an expression of divine love. Right? Suffering that is visited upon a person because Kadosh Baruch Hu loves them so much. What kind of love is that? So Rashi says, ultimately, again, because this way a person suffers in this world, Rashi says, Yisurin Shal Ahava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyashu Ba'olam Hazeh, Belo Shum Avon. Sometimes God afflicts people with suffering in this world without any sin. K'dei Laharbos Schara Li'olam Haba, Yoser Mikhdei Zichu Yosef. So sometimes the Gemara says, in order to amplify and increase a person's portion of the world to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes them suffering, undeserved, quote-unquote, suffering in this world, in order to amplify their portion of the world to come. This is the concept of Yisurin Shel Ahava. Shene Amar, Keis Asher Yav Hashem Yochiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes rebukes the ones who He loves. Amarava, Amarav Schora, Amarav Huna, Kosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo Medako Bi Yisurin. Whoever HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves very much, He afflicts with suffering. Shene Emar, Vashem Chafetz Dako Echal, Yachal Afilu Lo Kibla Me'ava. And Rabbi say, here's what's amazing. Yisurim Me'ava, so suffering of love, which Rabbi say, again, this we could spend weeks just on this topic. The notion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu afflicting people without any iniquity, without any sin, in order ultimately, again, to amplify their portion in the world to come. It's suffering in this world for some type of eternal gain in Olam Haba. It's an incredible idea. So the Gemara says as follows, but it only works if what? What happens if a person doesn't accept the suffering? Let's say the suffering comes in a person, I don't want this, right? Why are you doing this? A person gets angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu for doing these things, then ultimately, again, Talmud Lomar, in Tosim Ashem Nafsho, Ma Ashem Ladas, Afis. So the Pasuk equates suffering with an Ashem offering. Just like a carbon only works if what? If you give it with intent, so to Yisurin Shel Ahava only have their desired effect if you accept it with intent. So I will say, can you imagine this? So a person has to be on the level, first of all, to receive Yisurin Shel Ahava, to receive this suffering out of love is a level, but the higher level seems to be the ability to accept it. I accept this suffering. I accept what it is that you're doing to me. It's incredible. So the Gemara says, "V'im kibla mascharo." And if a person accepted this, what is his reward? Yirazdar yarich yamim. So we'll say ultimately again, longevity. Right? He'll see offspring and longevity. Now it could be the longevity is not in this world. It could be the longevity refers to the longevity in the world to come. V'lo od elishet talmudim is kain biyado. Not only that, but he will retain his learning. Shene emar v'chafetz Hashem biyado. Yitzlach, Pligi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Acher bar Chanina, Chad Amar Elohein Yisurin Shal Ava, Kol Shein Baim Bittel Torah. So we'll say, now the Gemara says, well, what is the actual definition of Yisurin Shal Ava? So one says, Yisurin Shal Ava is physical suffering, as long as it does not take away from your ability to learn. In other words, we'll say, if a person suffers so much that they can't even learn, that's not called Yisurin Shal Ava. Shneemar, Ashi Agev Asherti Asrenu Ka, Umisorascha Tilamdenu. Praiseworthy is the person who is afflicted by God and still learns. So again, that's Yisur Shel Ava. The Chadam are Elin Yisur Shel Ava, Kol Shem and Bittel Tfila. The other opinion said, no, Yisur Shel Ava means I'm suffering, but I still have the ability to daven. Shneemar, Baruch Elokim Asher Lo Heser Tfila Si V'chasto Mi'iti. Amalu Rabbi Abba, Breit Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Hachikam Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Elu V'Elu Yisur Shel Ava. All of this stuff is Yisur Shel Ava. Shneemar, Ki Es Asher Yahav Hashem Yochiach. Elabat Hamalam Tilascho Tlamdenu. So as Rabbi Yochanan says, whether the suffering prevents you from learning, prevents you from davening, it's still called Yisur Shel Ava. Aye, so what's the meaning of the pasuk when it says, Umisorascha Tlamdenu, Al Tikri Tlamdenu, Ela Tlamednu. Rather, Rabbi said, don't you translate as Tlamdenu, which teaches him, rather Tlamednu. This is something that God teaches us. What does that mean? Davar zeh misorascha tlamdenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you taught us this concept of Yisurin Shel Ava from your Torah. Kalachomer mishen v'ayin. Rabbi said, listen to this. Yisurin Shel Ava is a kalachomer from Shein and Ayin. Remember, Shein and Ayin refers to what? If a person has an Eved Kenani, and you knock out your Eved Kenani's tooth or eye, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? The Eved goes free. Watch this. So when you knock out a tooth or an eye, which is one part of the Eved's body, the Eved goes out free. Yisurin. Shememarakim kol gufo shel adam alachas kama v'kama. Suffering, which impacts the entire body. How much more a freer a person becomes. In other words, so if the Eved is granted freedom with the loss of one part of his body, imagine what happens when a person suffers. How much chirus, so to speak, freedom. Freedom specifically referring to what's freedom in the world to come that ultimately, again, a person enjoys. So we'll say the Gemara goes weiter. Torah uses the word bris, covenant, in two different contexts. They use it, the word of bris, by salt. We'll say that's a reference ultimately, again, al kol karbon cha takriv melach. The idea you have to put salt on every single karbon. There is lashon of bris, and it's a lashon of bris covenant by suffering. Ne'emar bris melach tichsev v'lo sash bris melach bris v'ne'emar bris b'yisurin tichsev eila divrei habris. So watch this. So we'll say, what's the connection between the bris, the covenant of salt, and the covenant of suffering? Listen to this. Ma bris amar b'melach melach mimatekes as habaser. Just like the bris, just like by karbonos. So we'll say, why do you put salt on karbonos? Because the salt heightens the sacrificial flavor. So too, ultimately, again, by suffering of a person, literally, again, the suffering goes ahead and removes all of the sins of a person. So we'll say what it's saying over here is as follows, that it's important to understand from a theological perspective that just like the salt that goes on the carbon is beneficial to the carbon, suffering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits upon us is never punitive and is always cathartic. In other words, in Judaism in general, we do not believe in punitive punishment. We believe in rehabilitative, cathartic punishment. That's why I mentioned this before. You'll notice, by the way, in the Judaic Penal Code, that there is no such thing as jail. There's no jail in Judaism. Right? Why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu understood right from the beginning that putting criminals in a cell and just locking them up there for prolonged periods of time does absolutely nothing to rehabilitate. Now, sometimes we'll kill criminals, because death itself is a form of rehabilitation on a spiritual level. But we don't put, so it's an incredible yisod. Both in the punishments that Beis Din administers, there are some kenosos. There is a concept of penalties, penalty payments, but in general, punishment is considered to be cathartic and rehabilitative. What the Gemara is saying is, so are yisurim. Suffering, life, whatever suffering Kadosh Baruch Hu puts upon us, even if sometimes we just don't understand it at all, it's important to understand that in some way, somehow, it is cathartic, rehabilitative, and even on some level beneficial for us. Difficult concept to ingest. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, we'll say incredible Gemara. Incredible Gemara. We're going to daven at 8. That's what we're going to do this morning, all right? So here we go. So Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Shalosh Matanos, Hashbrachu gave three beautiful gifts. There's another underlined Gemara. Three beautiful gifts Hashbrachu gave to Klal Yisrael. The Kulan lo nasan ella al yedei Yisurin. But all three of them are only acquired through suffering. What are the three gifts? Elohein Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Rabosei, three great gifts. You want Torah? You're going to have to suffer for it, Rabosei. We all know, a lot less sleep to acquire Torah. Eretz Yisrael, most incredible place on the face of the earth. Unspeakable Yisurin to establish and to acquire this land. And Olam Haba, Rabosei, a person could go through a lifetime of challenge in order to acquire their portion of Hashem. So the Gemara says, Torah minayin shneimar, ashri hagever sheti yasrenu ka, umisaras chalam denu. Eretz Yisrael, I'm just going to read the Pesukim. Dichsiv, ki ka asher yasre ish espino, Hashem elokecha miyasrecha, uksiv basrei, ki Hashem elokecha mebi'acha el Eretz Tova. So what's Eretz Yisrael? The Pasuk says, just like a man afflicts his son, so to Hashem will afflict you, and right afterwards it seeks out coming to Eretz Yisrael. Olam haba dichsiv, ki ner mitzvah Torah ar, v'derech chayim tochachos musar. We'll say incredible Gemara. Tani tamakavid Rabbi Yochanan. Kala osik batorah gemilas chasadim. But say, ever learns Torah, engages in chesed, amud beis, v'kover es banav. They both say, this is a dramatic thing, and buries his children, mochen l'noa kala banosav. Ultimately, again, is forgiven for all of his sins. We'll say, now, the Gemara has no idea what that statement means. Right, so the first two parts I understand. Torah I understand. Gemilas chasadim I understand. Daring one's children chasadim. What does that mean? Amar le Rabbi Yochanan. Bishlam Torah gemilas chasadim. I understand the power of Torah and gemilas chasadim to wipe away my sins. Remember again, this is mochel and lo. We'll say, by the way, do you understand the profundity of that statement? It doesn't say mochel and lo alavonosav. Al kol avonosav. Kol avonosav. We'll say, means Torah and Gemilas Chasadim have the ability to go ahead and achieve forgiveness for all of my sins. Some of us have a couple of doozies in the closets, right? But I will say, but Lamais again, there's nothing that is beyond repair. There is no person is beyond salvation. No matter how terrible my averos may be, there is always a way to rectify. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlam Torah Gemilas Chasadim Dichsev. So I understand the power of Torah and the power of Gemilas Chasadim. Because the pasuk says, "V'chesed ve'emes yichupar avon." So we'll say the pasuk says, "Chesed zug milas chasadim." So chesed refers to milas chasadim. Shneimar, rov deif tzaka ve'chesed yimasichayim tzaka ve'kavod. Emes zu Torah. Emes refers to shneimar. Emes kana altimkar elakover barav minayim. So we'll say, I understand the power of Torah and gemilas chasadim to go ahead and effect personalistic cathartic change. I understand that. Torah has the ability to wipe my slate clean. Chesed has the ability to answer. You understand also the beauty of the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that we are, bless you, we're not all wired the same way. Right? For some people, sitting and learning a black Gemara, nothing better in the world. It's Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. For some people, sitting in front of the Gemara is quite difficult, challenging, and maybe even unenjoyable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that some people find fulfillment in Torah, some people find fulfillment in Chesed. So the Rosh Baruch Hu gave us multiple avenues. Now, to be clear, the person who learns Torah still has to do Chesed, and the person who does Chesed still has to learn Torah, right? There's no such thing as saying, I'm just a Chesed guy to the exclusion of Torah, or I'm a Torah guy to the exclusion of Chesed. But the idea is, Rosh Baruch Hu gave us multiple avenues towards self-actualization, which is quite incredible. So the Gemara says, Alakover banav minayin bosav. What is this idea that if a person buries his children, Chas v'shalom, all of his sins are forgiven? Asya avon avon. So I will say, an older man taught this in the name of Rashbi Shema Yochai. We can say, Shava avon avon. Ksiv cha'ach. It says over here, Bechased ve'emes yichupar avon. With chesed, which we translated as gemilas chasadim, chesed, acts of kindness, emes, which we translated as Torah, yichupar avon, sin will be forgiven. Uksiv hasam, umishalim avon avos elcheik b'neihem. That literally, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repay the sins of the fathers to their children. Which I will say, ultimately, again, as a reference to what? That sometimes younger children are held responsible for the actions of the parents. So I will say, this idea is, it says avon by the death of children, and it says avon, ultimately, again, by Torah and Chesed, just like the learning of Torah and Chesed ultimately cleans one's slate, so Rahman al-Litzlan, the loss of children also cleans one's slate from all of their avedos. Quite a dramatic Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we're not finished with this sugya yet. So I'll say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nigayim ubanim eini yisurin shalava. What's an incredible Gemara? Rabbi Yochanan says, Nigayim, which is tzara'as, and the loss of children, chas v'shalom, these are not expressions of yisurin sha'ava. This is not an expression of suffering from love. So what does that mean? The Gemara seems to be saying over here is that these would be more of an expressions of suffering as a result of punishment, right? Suffering as a result of something I did wrong, as opposed to suffering as a result of love. So Gemara says, is that true? So the Gemara says, Unigoyim lo, saras is not a manifestation of divine love. V'hatanya, kol mishishbo echamei arba maros negam halalu. We'll say anyone who has one of these four different types of saras, one of these four different types of skin lesions, einon elam isbeach kapara. He himself has become an altar of atonement, which always sounds like what? When you get saras, that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu purges you of sin. Mizbeach kapara avu. It is true you are an altar of atonement. Yisurin shal ava lo havu. But you are not. But these are not expressions, ultimately, again, of suffering motivated from divine love. V'baisim. The other possibility is it depends. Halan v'haluhu. The Bible says everything depends on where you get saras. If you look at Rashi, halan v'haluhu, Beretz Yisrael shari choma mikudesh ba umutzar tam shiluach chutz alahen in Yisrael shel ava. Bava shein tunin shiluach v'im mizbeach kapar. Listen to this. In Eretz Yisrael, if you got saras, what happened? You were sent out of the city. You were sent out of the city. In Bavel, if you got saras, you were not sent out of the city. So apparently what the Gemara is suggesting is like this. In Eretz Yisrael, if you got saras, that was in Yisurin Shel Ava, because you were cast away from your family. In Bavel, where ultimately, again, you did not have to leave your home, you did not have to leave your family, so saras could be an expression of Yisurin Shel Ava. But another possibility is, habitzina, habifarhesya. To have saras underneath your clothing, where no one else could see it, that could be Yisurin Shel Ava. But to get saras in a public way that other people could see it, that's not Yisurin Shel Ava. Ubanim lo, is that true that the loss of children, chas v'shalom, is not a form of Yisurin Shel Ava? So the Gemara says, Hechi dami, what's the case? If you want to say that a person had children, and the children passed away, V'ham Rabbi Yochanan said, we're going to talk about this more in depth. Din garma da'asira, we're going to Rabbi Yochanan lost many children. And he would often walk around. It's not clear if it was with a bone fragment, or for example, the Maharsha says maybe it was a tooth of one of his children who had passed away. And he would walk around and he would say, this is the fragment, this is the bone of my 10th child who I lost. And I would say, we'll see why he walked around with that. He actually walked around like this to give chizuk to other people who are suffering. Because sometimes when a person is suffering, they feel, I don't know how I will be able to go on. Rabbi Yochanan said, I have dealt with unbearable suffering in life. I've lost multiple children, and yet I am still standing. Whatever you're going through, you'll make it to the other side. We're going to see, it's an incredible Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ela hadalo havaluhu klal. Right, the Gemara says, maybe what it's referring to is a person who doesn't have children. So say maybe there's a distinction between a person who doesn't have children and a person ultimately going to have children and they pass away. So we'll say the Gemara leaves this. We're going to come back to this. So we'll say we're going to see that in general, when it comes to this, ultimately we view all of these things as Yisurin Shel Ava, because any type of suffering that is incomprehensible, whether that a person doesn't have children or a person had children and passed away, these border on levels of suffering that are just immeasurable. And therefore, we always assume that immeasurable suffering is always a demonstration of Yisurin Shel Ava. The Gemara goes right. So again, the Gemara wants to make that distinction, but leaves it. So we'll say, listen to this. Incredible, incredible Gemara. Rabbi Chibar Abba Chalash. I will say, incredible. Did I mention? Incredible Gemara. So Rabbi Chibar Abba Chalash. Rabbi Chibar Abba became ill. What happened? All Gabe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him. So we'll say, so remember, Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him. And we'll say, I just want to point out, just remember the names. This is the same Rabbi Yochanan who lost multiple children. Right? So Rabbi Chibar Abba gets sick. Rabbi Yochanan goes to visit him. Amar lei chaviven alecha yisurin. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Chibar, it's such a fascinating exchange. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Nu, how's the suffering? Right? Are you happy with the suffering?" So we'll say, so remember, what is? Don't try this, by the way. Right? He'll say, but what does this mean? So we'll say, so Rabbi Yochanan understood that Rabbi Chibar Abba was suffering with yisurin shel ava, because he didn't do anything wrong. This must have been suffering as a demonstration of divine love. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Do you like the suffering?" Amar leilo hing velo scharam. So Rabbi Chibar Abba said, "No, I don't like the suffering." Which we'll say, by the way, this is such an incredibly affirming Gemara. You see, even great people have difficulty with yisurin shel ava. Right, it's nice. Thank you, God. I appreciate the demonstration of love, but I'd rather not have this. Samali Havli Adech, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Chibar Abba, he said, "Give me your hand." Yoiv le yadeva okme. He gave him his hand and he was healed. So Rabbi Yochanan healed Reb Chiya bar Abba, taking away his Yisrun shel Abba. We'll say another story. Rabbi Yochanan chalash. Get ready for this. Rabbi Yochanan became ill. All the gabi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina came to visit him. Amalei. So we'll say it's Rabbi Yochanan now. Rabbi Yochanan suffering with Yisrun shel Abba. Amalei chaviv and alecha Yisrun. Tell me, how's the Yisrun going? Are you happy with the Yisrun shel Abba? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Amalei lohim velo scharan. I don't want it. I don't want the suffering. I don't want the reward. We'll say now the Marashah comments on this, that these people were so ill that they couldn't learn Torah and they couldn't daven. That's why they were unwilling to deal with the suffering. I mean, it prevented them from doing anything. So the notion of suffering is one thing, but the notion of suffering and being unable to do, being unable to daven, being unable to learn Torah, that they could not bear. So what happened? So Amar le Yoiv le Yadech. So Rabbi Chanina says, Rabbi Yochanan, give me your hand. Yoiv Yadev Ukme. He gave him his hand and he healed him. So let's say the Gemara says, one second. Who was sick of in this story? Who was sick over here? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was also in the previous story. What did Rabbi Yochanan do in the previous story? What did Rabbi Yochanan do? He healed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan, if you healed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, then what? Heal yourself. So the Gemara says, "Am I looking Rabbi Yochanan than Avshay?" Why Rabbi Yochanan? I'm supposed to say an incredible line. Amri ein chavash matir asmo mibeis asurin. Rabbi Yochanan, the person who is incarcerated cannot free himself from his own jail. I will say an incredible metaphor for life, which has so many deep. So Rabbi Yochanan couldn't heal himself. I will say, you know what it means sometimes? Sometimes we are afflicted with different ailments. Not necessarily personal, physical ones, but sometimes personality ones, midos ones. It's hard to see your own ailments, and it's even harder to heal your own ailments. That's why in life it's so important to sometimes have someone who you trust, who you believe has your best interest in mind, who could tell you what's broken, what's wrong, in order that you could fix. An incredible Gemara. Rabbi Lazar Chalash, we'll say one more line. Rabbi Lazar Chalash, Allah Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Lazar became sick. Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. Rabbi Yochanan saw that Rabbi Eliezer was sitting in a darkened room. Gal Yeladare. So Rabbi said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi says, was very handsome. And in fact, the Gemara discusses that he had luminescent skin. He was a very beautiful man. He had luminescent skin. So what happened? The room was dark. What did he do? He rolled up his sleeve and he brought light to the room. So Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, was crying. Only am I kabach. He said, why are you crying? If it's because you're going to die and you're upset about Torah that you didn't learn, we learned that what? That whether you learn a lot or whether you learn a little, Rabbi will say, what's the ikker? What's the ikker? The ikker is that you try. That's the ikker that you try. And if you want to say it's because of parnasa, maybe you're upset that you don't have a good parnasa, Rabbi will say it's incredible. Not every person is privileged to ultimately, again, live at two tables. We'll say in life there are two tables. There's a table of Torah, there's a table of Parnasa. Most people are successful at one table and not the other. Right? That's the reality. Now, we'll say, Tosas points out, that's not to say, Tosas says, Ein Ligros, Ein Adam Zocha. We'll say, it doesn't mean you can't have two successful tables. You can. We'll say, I want to be very clear about this, right? Because people look at this Gemara like a patur. Okay, good enough to be good at two tables. No. You can be successful in both tables. You can be successful in Parnasa as well as at Torah. You just have to work very hard. And if it's because maybe some of your children predeceased you, Din Garma Dasira Abir. Rabbi Yochanan says, here is the bone of my 10th child who passed away. To which Rabbi Lo says, no, you know I am crying. Amalei Lahai Shufra Debali Ba'afra. It was incredible. Rabbi Lo says, I'm not crying because of me. I'm crying because of you. You are such a beautiful man. And yet one day that beautiful visage will decompose in the earth. Rabbi Lo was crying about the temporal nature of life. How it is that even someone like you, Rabbi Yochanan, who is so vibrant, who is so strong, who is so beautiful, who is so wise, one day will turn to dust in the earth. Amar lei, to which Rabbi Yochanan says, Alda vadei kabachis. Ultimately, again, for this is something that we should cry. Bubachu tarvayu. And Abosai, they both began to cry. While this was crying, so ultimately, again, Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Lazar, tell me, are you happy with your suffering? right? Do you want to keep your suffering? Amarlei lohein veloschan. Which Rabbi Elazar says, I don't want the suffering. I don't want the reward. Amarlei havli yadech. Rabbi Yochanan says, give me your hand. So havli yadech. Yav le yadev ilkim. They gave him his hand, and ultimately, again, Rabbi Elazar was healed. Rabosai, we'll stop over here for today. More to do, and so much more to say. Yes, yeah. So we'll continue tomorrow.
Rabbi, I got to ask one favor. When you enter the room, leave your visitor jackets and your satisfied.